USA Radio News with John Hunt.
FBI Director Christopher Wray warned Americans that the Chinese government's theft of American information is taking place on such a large scale, suspected incidents make up more than half of his bureau's counterintelligence cases.
There's no country that presents a broader, more comprehensive threat to America's innovation, to our economic security, and to our democratic ideas than China does. Just to give you some context for that, the FBI has over 2,000 active investigations that trace back to the government of China.
Speaking at an event hosted by the Hudson Institute in D.C., Wray said that Chinese thefts amount to the largest transfer of wealth in human history and that Americans are the victims. He said, if you're an American adult, it's most likely that China has stolen your personal data. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The top U.S. general for the Middle East said that the intelligence suggesting Russia may have paid Taliban militants to kill American troops in Afghanistan was worrisome, but he's not convinced that any bounties resulted in United States military deaths. General Frank McKenzie, the head of the U.S. Central Command, said the U.S. did not increase force protection measures in Afghanistan as a result of the information, although he asked his intelligence staff to dig into the matter more. In another major cut due to the coronavirus, Levi's has said that it will cut 7,000 jobs, or about 15% of its worldwide corporate workforce, as it deals with a sharp drop in sales. The San Francisco-based jean maker said the layoffs will save about $100 million per year and won't affect workers at its stores or factories. Levi's had to temporarily close their stores due to the virus. Many of the department stores that sell its jeans were also closed. Levi Strauss & Company said the second quarter revenue sank by 62%. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As pressure continues to mount for presidential candidate Joe Biden to choose an African-American woman as his running mate, an online battle has erupted over the Wikipedia page for Senator Kamala Harris, with a significant uptick in edits that reflects a pattern that was once seen in 2016 ahead of the vice presidential nomination of Tim Kaine under Hillary Clinton. Wikipedia has now put the page under discretionary sanctions, as there have been over 500 revisions to the page since May 9th, most of which were made by one editor. Kamala Harris was announced to Joe Biden's short list of vice presidential candidates over the weekend. Despite a number of players opting out of the regular season, the usual 162-game marathon is being replaced by a 60-game sprint, and now that abbreviated schedule has been announced. Each team will play 10 games against the other teams in its own division for a total of 40 games. Each team will play 20 interleague games against the teams in its corresponding divisions, for example, the American League East versus the National League East. And six of those 20 games will be against their interleague rival, such as Yankees versus Mets, White Sox versus Cubs. Opening day will be July 23rd, with two games being played, including the Washington Nationals against the New York Yankees. The regular season is scheduled to end September 27th. And don't forget about the rule changes for 2020. Universal designated hitter, three batter minimums for pitchers, and extra innings will start with a runner on second base. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.